The best way for me to talk is really not to talk, it's to write. And so I wrote something for you guys, and here's what it is. It says, "Let me tell you, my friends, just a few things on my mind. I greatly appreciate your patience and time. Not long ago, reading just wasn't fun. Then I started writing, and all the fun just begun. I never thought someone would really read these short stories. Then along came a group of angels, and I was told not to worry. I loved all your drawings and messages, you see. It's hard to explain how happy it makes me. I hope you are thankful for your reading buddies, too. It's really amazing how many great people are there to help you. I was so lucky growing up, you see, for I had so many people who took the time to help me. There is another thing I think you all should know. You can be great if you allow your dreams to grow. Don't ever let someone tell you you can't. That's not a good thing to even say to an aunt. You can, you see, as long as you can see, you can grow up to be anything you want to be. So thank you, my friends, for the smiles today, for the smile you put on my face will never go away."
We have the Eagles Reading Buddies program, which is something we do with our Playground Build School. This year we're with W.D. Kelly. We got some buddies over here running around in the Eagle Stadium. They get to come once a week for 10 consecutive weeks for an hour, and they get paired up with an Eagle staff member, whether that's someone in the front office, or sometimes we have coaches come in. It's reading, it's doing arts and crafts, it's making crowns, it's playing tic-tac-toe. It's anything that can cultivate this love of reading with the kids.
Today we're just reading stories, we're sharing time. More than anything, we're sharing time with young children. Really, I think at the end of the day, we probably get more out of it than they get. I started writing things for my children because I found myself always telling them what to do and how to behave. And after a while, I figured it probably lost its effectiveness. So I was looking for another avenue of communication. So I started writing short stories. Growing up, I loved Dr. Seuss and all his stories. And so I just started talking to them through these kind of short stories, and they kind of grew from there. To be honest with you, I never thought anyone would ever read them. So it's kind of awkward now that people are reading them, but it's been fun. Quite honestly, as I came off the bus and saw the kids' faces and the people's faces that are associated with the school, it was humbling, and really it brought me to tears. I mean, it's a touching experience what the Philadelphia Eagles have done for this school, and what these children go through, and what they give back to us is really an amazing experience. I wish my kids were here to experience it, because honestly, I think every young child or every person deserves an opportunity to see something like this firsthand, because it is touching and it's humbling, and it makes you feel and realize how appreciative you are and really blessed that we are. I never dreamed that it would really happen quite like it has, and it's been really a touching experience for myself. But it really was kind of the ultimate goal, was to try to help and give back and to try to touch just one child's life in a positive manner. And I think it's been able to do that. If nothing else, really, it's touched my life in a positive way that hopefully I'll be able to continue to go out and help others. For me, the joy and satisfaction that I've felt today will last me for a long, long time.